from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. On Monday, the first batch of the coronavirus vaccines arrived in New Mexico. At the Lovington City Commission meeting on Monday, CEO David Shaw of Norley Hospital informed city commissioners who would receive the vaccines first.
We've chosen as two entities, Lee Regional and Norley, to work together and combine our resources. And we've decided that we want to put our EMS services in the front of the line. And so we'll be vaccinating this week 21 EMS personnel from the Hobbs Department and 10 personnel from the Lovington Department.
According to Shaw, Norley Hospital in Lovington received 250 allotments of the vaccine, while Lee Regional Hospital in Hobbs received an allotment of 125 vaccines.
Now, where do we go from here? It will probably take us 3 to 4 weeks to get hospital employees vaccinated. We then expand out to other healthcare workers, local dentists, optometrists, other clinics in our community. We then move to the next criteria, which is essential workers, and then the criteria is adults 65 and older, and then the last one is high-risk medical conditions. Once those four areas have been completed, then my understanding is it's open to the general public.
The vaccinations begin on Thursday. A train belonging to Burlington Northern Santa Fe collided with a belly dumper at the railroad intersection of Brantley and U.S. 285 in Artesia Saturday morning. New Mexico State Police continue to investigate the incident. 26-year-old Manuel Zavala of Roswell was arrested and charged with one count each of aggravated assault on a peace officer and resisting, evading, or obstructing an officer after several hours of a standoff with local law enforcement on Saturday. According to a post on the Chaffetz County Sheriff's Facebook page, deputies responded to the area of 1058 Red Bluff Road in reference to a suspicious vehicle. Deputies located the vehicle and stopped it. However, the driver refused commands and fled in the vehicle. The driver then tried to run into deputies before stopping again. That's where a standoff began with the driver, who refused to exit the vehicle for several hours. The Roswell Police SWAT team assisted with deploying chemical OC spray into the vehicle. The man exited the vehicle a short time later and was placed under arrest. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.